word around is you the one though. They saying that you the one.
I'm the one. They saying that
yeah, you, they saying you the one, not the two. They saying you the one that's about to be the next wave to really break through. Yes, sir, Ski. We are back for another edition of Infinite Vibes. I am Moran, the man. Man, major shout out to my co-host DJ B-Lax. She couldn't be here because she had a gig, but it's all good because we had to pull up either way it goes. It's always great to be able to pull up on new artists that are making their way downtown, walking fast, all that and then some. And we got somebody from New York that decided to pull up on us. Courtesy of Route Runners, please introduce yourself to our listeners, Queen.
Hey, y'all. I'm Wawa Too Sneaky. I'm from the Bronx. Mm-hmm. And I'm here. I'm here with y'all.
Like. Yes, you hear that voice? Y'all, she definitely talks like she plays soccer with Timberland boots on. You know what I mean? The New York energy is here. So on a scale from 1 to 10, how you feeling, Queen?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling a 10.
You feeling a 10? Why you feeling a 10, B? Why you feeling a 10, son?
Because I'm in an A. And
for sure.
Y'all lit out here. I love it out here.
Absolutely. This your first time down here?
Yes.
Wow, this is your very first time in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
Have you been to a strip club out here yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, my God. Hey, take her to a strip club, bro. Take her to Magic. Blow her mind, man. She here.
I'm going. I'm telling you.
Absolutely. So, I got to admit, I definitely just got hip to you, you know, but for what I could tell, music is something that, based on what I hear, it sounds like you've been doing this for a while.
Yes, know, I've been doing it for a very long time.
Okay, what is a very long time? Break that
since
down.
I was 8 years old.
Since you were 8 years old.
Yes.
Okay, so is music the only thing that you've been into?
Yeah, it was always like I started off like doing dancing, doing step, but I will always go back to music. Like I will start, stop, I will always go back to music though. Like all the time.
Yeah.
But I started doing other things, but music was still always there. Like,
What were some of the other things that you got into? I'm just curious.
Like dancing and stuff, like I told you.
I'm thinking you about to say basketball.
Oh,
I think
no sports.
Because
no
all that falls under, you know, being entertaining. Sports. So yeah, but no, that's interesting. So you know, growing up in New York, you know, we hear all the stories about New York. What was it like for you? You from the Bronx, right?
Yeah, I'm from the Bronx.
You're from the Boogie Down. A lot of legends have come from your borough. What was it like for you growing up in the Bronx?
Growing up, like, it was tough for me and my family. Like, it wasn't, like, it wasn't a struggle. It was a struggle, but it wasn't, like, as hard as, like, you know, how other people's lives have been or whatever. But, like, me and my family, we've been, like, we grew up uptown, like in the Bronx, by the 2 train, 2 and the 5 lawn, that's uptown. I was always like, first I used to be outside a lot. I'd be outside a lot. Then I'd be like in the house, but my brother was always the one to be getting in trouble. Like he always get in trouble. My mom say I'm her bad child too. So
bad child or the wild child?
The wild child.
Yeah. There's always
the
that
sneaky
one.
Sneaky child.
Yeah, I was the wild child when I was the youngest out of me and my brothers. I grew out of it though, so I can relate.
Yeah. I'm the wild child.
So out of all your siblings, are you the only one that's a creative?
My mom. Oh, wow. Other than my mom used to rap and my father.
So both, okay, so y'all from the Bronx. That's where hip-hop started, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. What do your other siblings do?
My sister, she a manager. Like, she do housing. Mm-hmm. She work for Housing Authority. And then my brother, he a dancer. Mm-hmm. Like, he be doing, like, you know, the hip-hop dances. Like, he danced, like, Get Light. You ever heard about Getting Light?
I haven't. Put me down.
It's New York. So, like, he be getting late. And then my little brother, he a baby. He not a baby, but he only like 14, 13.
Yeah, for sure. Young.
He go to school. He do basketball.
Yeah.
He bought a good scholarship.
That's hard.
He doing good.
So out of all your siblings, you are the one that decided to become a rapper. Look at you.
Yes.
That's hard. So what inspired you to do music? Because, you know, you said you started at 8. You know, most kids, you know, most people don't know what they want to do when they 8 years old. Like, what made you want to do it? Do you remember?
My mom, she really made me want to do music because, like, when she was first doing music or whatever, she was, like, going to be lit. Like, she was in the studio and stuff. Like, back in the day, she told me that she was in the studio and she ain't want to have, like, sex with the man in the studio. So, like, they took her verse and actually gave it to another artist. Like,
wow.
And then after that, she just stopped doing music. She didn't trust no. That's why when I go to the studio now, she be so overprotective. Like, she don't want me to go alone at all. Like, she want to be there or somebody that she know, that she trust. She want them to be with me. Like,
wow.
Tough. That's why it really make me want to do music, because I'm going to show her, like, you had it, girl, and now I got it. I'm your daughter. I got it. I got you. Watch, mom.
Yeah, nah, it's going to happen for you. It's going to happen for you. But that is so wild to hear that, because, you know, it's 2023, and, you know, we've seen interviews from certain popping female artists who have said they've been in a scenario similar to that, you know.
Yeah.
So have you had the experience, like, some lame dude, like, hey, I want to work with you, and then turns out he's trying to take you out? Have you had to deal with that?
No, not yet, and I hope I don't have to.
Yeah, we're going to speak life. You're not going to go through that. We're going to speak that.
I hope I don't have to. Like, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Sorry that, hey, man, shout out to your mama. Sorry that she had to go through that. Talk to us about some of your influences outside of your mother, because you are from the Bronx, you know, the home of, you know, Cardi B, the home of Fat Joe, Remy Ma, you know, so many legends came out of your borough. So who are some of your other influences?
A Boogie and J. Cole.
Okay. Let's start. You said A Boogie first. Why A Boogie? Because he's from the Bronx, too. Why A Boogie?
Like, when he first came out, that was my favorite. I just like how, like, the way he moved. I like every song, like, from how he changed. Like, I could see his change. Like, when he first came out, y'all see how he was a lover. Like, he was talking about heartbreak. And now he just a whole new, like, he on a rock star mode. Like, he just, like, he different. He living, he doing, like, and I feel like I could be like that. I could do exactly what he doing. He comes from the Bronx. I come from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Like, his hood is not, like, it's not too far from my hood. It's not.
Yeah. Why J. Cole? What is it about Cole that you rock with?
J. Cole, he underrated. And he be talking. Like, you really got to listen. Like, that's somebody you got to listen. Like, that's like poetry and stuff like that. I love J. Cole.
Yeah.
I love J. Cole.
He's very underrated. Talk to us about the camaraderie in New York, because, you know, you just said that A Boogie is one of your favorite artists. And, you know, we hope that one day y'all can collaborate.
Yes.
But, you know, in recent memory, we've seen some artists from your city / state. It's like they come together, they do a song, the song blows up, and now y'all beefing. You know, it's like, why y'all beefing? It's like, now y'all beefing. Like, what happened? So what is the energy like amongst other creators up there in New York?
That, it just be like, people just like, okay, so say if I do a song with somebody and my friend, like, she tell me, she like, yo, I got beef with this person or this person. I got into it with that person. All right, cool. And the person she got into it with, one of their friends, like somebody they close with, want to do a song with me. So if I would go to my friend and be like, yo, can I, for me, that's value jacking it. She like, they not going, that's what starts the tension right there. Once I make the song, you know, I don't talk to them. You know, I got beef with this one, that one. Like, it's just all about loyalty, I feel like, in New York. And they just be so petty sometimes, too. Like, everybody not focused on going up or focused on music. Everybody just focused on beef. Like, they want to just argue back and forth. Why would you do a song with this person? Why would you do a song with that person? Like, it's just...
Yeah.
And it's a lot of smoking duds in New York, too. I don't know if you know what that is.
Nah, break that down. I'm from Atlanta. So, I mean, break that down. What that mean?
Okay, so, like, smoking... Like, if somebody say they smoking your duds, that basically, like...
oh, like smoking on the ops.
Yeah,
oh, like, okay. So that's what y'all say. That's how y'all say. You probably shouldn't be saying that. But that's what y'all. All right. Well, hey.
You shouldn't be saying that.
Yeah, you probably. Okay. Well, there it is. Do you think that could change potentially, though? Because, you know, like yourself and other people, there is a lot of talent coming out of there. And
I mean, before, I would say it could have changed, but now I just feel like it got too far. Like, too many young kids is dying. Too many people lost their life. It's not stopping. I don't think it's going to stop.
Yeah, well, that's wild. But, you know, speaking of which, you know, we just spoke on the fact that there are a lot of artists coming up. But word around is you the one, though. They saying that you the one.
I'm the one.
They saying
the two.
That, yeah, they saying you the one, not the two. They saying you the one that's about to be the next wave to really break through. So is this new space, this new energy, is there any pressure for you?
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Like, Break that down.
Like, it's a lot of pressure on to me because, like, now, like, all right, so I got a manager now, like a personal manager. Like, I don't need nobody else help, like, nothing, like, feel me? So now I got to really, like, when I go to the studio, I got to make sure I'm ready. Like, I got my songs ready. Like, no time is being wasted. I got to make sure everything is right. Like, you know, I can't be late to nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Like, everything is just changing on me right now. Mm-hmm. And it's scary.
It's scary. Why is it scary? Explain it. Why is it scary?
It's scary because, like, I'm not used to, like, I'm used to moving on my time. And, like, I'm going to get up and go when I want to go. Now I got to move on somebody else's time. And now it's like time can't be wasted. So it's like I got to work. Mm-hmm. I got to make sure I do everything. Like,
yeah,
I can't stop nothing. So yeah, it's just scary.
It's scary. But, you know, you, for what I can tell,
but I got
you,
it.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. For what it. I can tell, you definitely got it. I mean, listening to your music as a whole, you know, I checked out your record. I don't wanna say nobody's name. I ain't gonna say nobody's name just out of respect for you. But, you know, you don't look like how you sound.
What do you mean?
It's kinda like
how I look.
You look very sweet. You look very sweet on the surface, but listening to your music is like you really ate. Well, at least the record that I heard when you saying people's names. You really ate on that beat though, despite everything.
Thank
you really
you.
Ate. So talk to us about your creative process. Like, how do you get in your mode?
I just got to be alone. Mm-hmm. I can't be around nobody. I got to be in the dark.
That sounds treacherous. That sounds treacherous for no reason. Yeah, you got to be in the dark.
I
got to
be in the dark, and I got to be alone. Nobody could be in the room, nothing. Like, I just got to be focused. Mm-hmm. And the room got to be cold. And you know what else? Like, I can't rap without, like, something on my lips.
Like lipstick.
Yeah, like I gotta have Blistex something, or the song not gonna come out right. I swear, like if I go
that's
in the
hilarious.
Pool, it's
okay.
Not gonna come out right.
Okay. Like, I mean, hey, if that's what you need, that's what you need. Everybody got a creative process. So what's like the overall goal for you? Like, where are you trying to take this?
I just want to go up. We going up. Mm-hmm. That's it. We going up. We gotta get far, and we gotta go out of here. Like, gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be down here.
Like, you trying to move down here?
Yeah.
Why you want to move to Atlanta? You only been here for a day.
I love it here.
And you already trying to be a transplant already.
Yep, I love it here already. And I only been here a day.
Mm. Hey, Southern hospitality. That's how we get down. Hey. For sure. Do you have any dream collaborations? Are there any artists that you just would love to work with outside of A Boogie and J. Cole? Because you said they were your favorites, but you didn't say that, you know.
Ice Spice.
Okay, I'm here for that. I can absolutely
hear
that.
Love Ice Spice. She fire to me. Mm-hmm. Like, that's who I really want to make a song with.
Yeah, I can hear that. I hope that happens for you. Well, it sounds like, you know, everything is about to happen for you. You know, your stars are slowly but surely aligning. We want to see nothing but the best for you. So I'm curious just to hear your perspective on this. You know, it is officially the 50th year of hip-hop. Hip-hop started in the Bronx, as mm-hmm. they always say, and that's where you come from. So how does it feel for you knowing that you're going to be adding to the next chapter from 51 and on? How does that make you feel?
I feel like I'm so happy, but like I don't know. I don't really know. Like I'm excited. I can't wait, like, mm-hmm. to see what else more is, like, doors, like the doors just keep opening. Keep opening. It's God. I got to thank God first. And yeah.
Yeah, that's deep. Gotta thank God. Shout out to the man above.
Yeah, that's the first person I want to thank, God.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's definitely been a privilege and a pleasure to chop it up with you before the price go up, because, you know, I got that phone call, and, you know, based on that phone call, I was like, okay, I need to do this, because once that price go up, you're probably not going to be answering phone calls, and it'll be hard to get in contact with. You're going to be on multiple tours, going crazy at Rolling Loud. So congratulations in advance.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome. So in closing, one thing that we always like to do on Infinite Vibes, we always like to just encourage our guests to provide positive words of affirmation. So what are some advice that you could provide to anybody out there, son, that's just trying to get like you be?
Some advice I could give to you guys is never stop. Just keep going, and you don't know who's watching. Like, you don't know who watching at all. Like, it could be, you could just go, like, say if you're an artist or something, or you want to be a rapper. Say if you go to, like, a performance or something, they got you performing on stage at a show, but it's not that many people there, whatever. Mm-hmm. It don't matter if it's 10 people in the crowd. It don't matter if it's 20, 100. Mm-hmm. Just still go up there, give all you got, because I'm telling you, somebody watching, they're going to come. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you guys.
That's facts. I 110,000% agree with all that. please give our listeners your social media. Let them know how they can get in contact with y'all. That and that song, Queen.
Hey. you can follow me on Instagram at Youngest in Charge. No, Wawa Too Sneaky. That's my old Instagram.
Wawa Too Sneaky.
Wawa Too Sneaky, my new Instagram. My old page got deleted. Uh-huh. Wawa Too Sneaky with four Y's at the end.
Wawa Too Sneaky. I don't know if that means she got a sneaky link or what, but hey, tap in with Shawty. She going hard. They saying she the new wave coming out of New York. So hey, tap
going
in
up,
with her.
We y'all.
Going there from the Bronx to the A. All that in there. Some I'm a Rand the Man. Infinite Vibes. Wawa Too Sneaky in the building. Shout out to Route Runner Ant. All that in there. Some man.